Darren, Kerry and Sky.
So, guys.
Darren.
I'm getting some stuff here from VR,
yes,
the producer, and he says a Durban Metro cop has been hailed a hero after he delivered a baby boy in Durban CBD.
Yes,
Tuesday
five
morning.
Things this morning.
Yes, you meant to remember
yes,
that.
Yes,
was that this morning or yesterday?
This morning, I spoke about it. Yeah.
So, according to Metro spokesperson, His Royal Highness and the most respected and. And eminent Parbu Supersad, traffic warden Ashley Dedricks has been performing his duties when he was called by a colleague to assist a woman in labor.
Yes. So yes. We would say well done to him because Ashley Dedricks delivered a baby. It was like the third time.
Yeah. So this is the story we shared earlier. But now a woman by the name of Nonhlanhla is claiming that she actually was the one who delivered the baby. Nonhlanhla joins us on the line right now. Good morning, Nonhlanhla.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good.
Now, can you correct us here? Because everyone is lauding Ashley Dedricks for being the savior of the day for delivering this baby. Why are they saying Ashley did it when you delivered the baby?
I'm not really sure why Ashley. I don't know if it's Ashley who brought the story to you or who.
Mm.
But I would like, the reason I want to set the story right is, we did the teamwork. What happened here is, I'm from Mayville. I'm just an ordinary citizen going to work. So I saw these three young ladies carrying one lady. So I'm asking them, jumping off the taxi, asking them, what's wrong with the lady?
Mm.
They say, Shim, we found her in the taxi. She's in labor.
Yeah.
I'm saying to them, okay, quickly, let's rush her to the editing taxi rank there by West Street. But I could see we're not going to make it.
Yeah.
We tried calling the ambulance. You can confirm with the ambulance people who was the first who called for that. But now the ambulance, you know, they ask so many questions and this person is in labor.
Yeah.
We brought her to West Street. She wasn't a passerby.
Mm.
We set her on the desk, on the bench there. You can ask the street vendors. I asked one of the ladies to go across where Ashley was to ask for help.
Yeah.
And then I walked across because I saw the Metro car. I was hoping they will help us take the lady to Eddington, but they said no, they cannot. So when I came back, they had already put the lady on the floor.
Yeah.
You know, because she was fully dilated, full labor. So I said to them, it was a group of cops, not Ashley.
Yeah.
There were about seven of them.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what, guys?
Yeah.
If we had gloves, I can do this.
Yes.
And they quickly rushed to the car to get the gloves.
So all Ashley did was get the gloves. Nonhlanhla,
I need to ask you whether it was you or Ashley. Was it a boy or girl? And is the baby healthy?
Ashley came in. We all put the gloves. So I moved in the front. I monitored the lady.
Yes, Nonhlanhla, you are the hero here. Is the baby healthy?
No, I don't want to.
Okay, listen. We're going to send a letter to the press ombudsman. That is just that's fake news. Fake news. Ashley was just an innocent police bystander. Nonhlanhla was the savior of the day. Thank you very much.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.